because we had a tractor division here in Lamberton Villages, and then they start spreading out.
Yeah. Did you know Mr. He worked down here for the Alice Chambers place a long time?
Who?
He lives up at Donaldsonville. He's old.
No, he lives in Donaldsonville.
Yeah, he's about 82 now. He worked for the man who had the Alice Chambers. I interviewed him. In here, Lamberton.
Oh, in Lamberton, he was?
Yeah. Isn't there an Alice Chambers distributor here?
Yeah, it was. Now it's in Thibodeau, and then it stopped. The old man, the Thompson Machine Company, used to drink the Alice here. And the old man died a few years ago, and then it was sold. And it's still Thompson Machine Company, but it went under a different name. And actually, they're not selling Alice because they didn't keep up with this growing horsepower.
Alice Chambers?
Yeah. They didn't keep up with the growing horsepower. You know? Now, if you buy a tractor with less than 200 horsepower, you're not buying nothing. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, you need all that power, though, because I get from cane and...
Yes and no. Why you need the power is because you're going from one row, they're going now with from one row to six rows. They made a tractor to carry one row, now they're going, they got one with a chopper now, it's going to chop five rows and bust the middle of the five rows, the top part of the five rows, and bust the middles of six rows in the back.
What's the advantage of having a tractor that can do things that much faster?
Labor.
Sure, but you could do it yourself, couldn't you? I mean, a lot of farmers.
No, if I pass 20 acres, and it's getting to the point that you have to do that to stay up with the progress, if you don't conserve on labor, if you don't conserve on the amount of fuel, you're going to pay gasoline, so I've heard, soon, at the dollar gallon. And your sugar cane, we're in a hell of a jam now. On this little farm, I lost $4,000 last year. And I'm expecting to lose as much this year. And I can't stand too much of that. Sure, 1974, we made a killing. But they never left us alone since then. Our machines, our cane cutters and our tractors were selling in the vicinity of $12,000 to $15,000. Our tractors $8,000, $6,000. Cane cutters $12,000 to $15,000. They cost $52,000 now. Your tractors went up from $6,000 to $40,000. Your diesel went up to 6 cents to 56 cents. Your sugar cane, 74, went up to 68 cents. It's not quite the 11 cents. Last week it was 9 cents something. Your Coca-Cola went up from a nickel to 2 bits. And it's going to 30 cents at some place. But your sugar cane went down, your Coca-Cola didn't come down. And your Coca-Cola around here is the biggest user of sugar cane sugar that we have. Your soft drinks, all your soft drinks. We got a meeting Wednesday. I just had a call a while ago. I thought it was you calling. Try to be over there because Russell Long, our senator, is going to be over there and talk to the sugar cane farmer.
Where's that?
In Baton Rouge. We want to make a good impression on him because we're hurting. We're hurting. I know many fellas told me they're going to try 1977. They get on. If they lose money, they're going to quit. And you pick up that newspaper, and every year, more and more sugar cane farmers are leaving. Now I do all of my welding. I do mostly all of my repair. And I do all of my work. I employ one man during grinding. I employ 3 men for 3 days to plant my sugar cane. And that's it. I make the rest myself. I make over 1,000 ton of cane, but at 11 cents, that's about $11,000.